I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good question. You know, that was our plan. You know, a lot of times you do go into a game with a plan and then things get altered. But last game, it started off, you know, we had a lot of short passes, which would be an extension of the running game, and then kind of ease into the running game. But, it just didn't happen, I guess. That's of the utmost importance, you know, especially in times, you know, especially if we're playing outside, too, you know, with the weather and stuff, because, you can't just sit back there and throw 50 passes a game and expect to win. You know, with, you know, guys is just either their front four, like, you know, pinning their ears back. They don't have nothing to do with set pass rush. You know, they're not, you know, respecting the run. And then if you play fake, they're not going to take the play fake because you haven't been running the ball. So it's a big part of the play action game and to keep the defense off of, you know, off of just keying on exactly what to do, whether pass rush or, you know, try to run, stop the run. Yeah, I feel, I mean, either way, you know, I feel better. I know our offensive, I trust our offensive line, and those guys want to run the ball too, you know. So, you know, I know they were upset about the outcome of last week, you know, where they're, you know, they did a great job pass blocking them as well. But, you know, this defense that we're coming up against is, you know, really good against it too. I mean, they may be ranked in the lower, but ranks don't really mean anything in the NFL. But, you know, you can just look at something to look at. And, you know, Rob Marinelli has done a great job with them. You can see on tape they rotate guys to keep them fresh. And, you know, they really come off the ball and they play, you know, each down to the fullest. You know, they're not really taking off plays or anything. That's why they rotate so many guys. Just how in that game we did a really good job being balanced in in the game play calling. You know, we had a couple run pass checks that when we did check out of runs, they were the right looks to do that too. And also in the passing game, you know, guys were just making plays. You know, Alshon, and that everybody knows about that catch he had. And you know, Josh did a good job of when he was there and when there was nothing, he pulled the ball down and ran and stuff and hitting underneath routes. So pretty much, you know, they did a great – I mean, offensive line did a great job of blocking them up too. So, you know, it really starts up front, and, you know, that's where we got to take this game and start with it from there. Yeah, I know they're going to be ready to go. You know, Rod always gets those guys amped up and ready, you know, especially the defensive line. And, you know, you're going to get 100% from them every play because that's why they rotate guys. You know, if somebody's tired, they're going to come out and get a break and then go back in when they're fresh. So, you know, we got to do a good job of, you know, controlling the line at the point of attack, whether it's on run plays or pass plays. And, you know, if we can do that, then we can move the ball down the field and control the clock, because they have a great running game going with DeMarco, who's having a career year this year. And, you know, if we let them have the ball and just run up and down the field, they're obviously going to control the possession.